Welcome to another episode of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM on your radio dial. I'm here with you for the next half an hour, bringing you an interview with St. John Pride's president, Michael Cummings. And at the end, Michael has selected a song from RuPaul. I also have resources and upcoming events for you as well. So stick around. This is Queer Radio, St. John's only LGBTQ plus radio show. And welcome to Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie. Thanks for tuning in again today. It's always a pleasure to have you tune in. And today I am doing an interview with, I did an interview with Michael, and he'll be coming up soon. Michael Cummings, the St. John Pride president. And we're going to be talking about the previous prides, as well as maybe a little hint at what's coming up this August. And we just talk about the LGBTQ plus community in general. And Michael's a great speaker, and I was so flattered to have him join me on the show. I also have upcoming events and also resources for you to consider. If you're out there listening and you identify as LGBTQ plus, and you're struggling, or you just need some sort of support or connection within the community, you want to stay tuned for the next 28 minutes, because towards the end I'm going to be giving you those resources and email addresses and phone numbers and people within the community. And if you want to join me, I'm on Facebook. KWIR is the name of the show. Queer, it's the phonetical spelling of the word queer. And this show started out as a fanzine, or zine as the kids call it, last summer. And it kind of stalled in last autumn. And then when I came back to the station in March, I reinvigorated the idea into a radio show. So now every week I've been interviewing local LGBTQ plus community members, advocates, and leaders. And I've got lots of amazing guests coming up in the coming weeks and months. So definitely stay tuned. And I've also started posting the, I don't want to call it a podcast, but an audio mix of the show. And if you go over to my Facebook page, KWIR, you'll find links in the feed to my Mixcloud. And I've posted two episodes already, part one and part two of my interview with Gloria Halverson. And I'll be posting my interview with Mac McKenzie in the coming days as well, so you want to check that out. So last Friday night at the community room in the police station, St. John Pride had a roundtable meeting where everyone got together and talked about what they'd like to see happen at Pride this year. And there was an amazing turnout, and I had a chance to get up and speak to the group about this radio show and about some of the initiatives that are taking place at the station. And I didn't convince anyone to do their own radio show, but I did, however, get three names of some of people who would like to be guests on the show. So that was very exciting. So if any of those folks are out there listening, thank you for reaching out to me, and I will be in touch with you very soon to interview you. And Michael and I, it was pretty exciting, actually. If I can kind of geek out for a minute, after the meeting at the police station, Michael Cummings and I got to do the interview in a police interrogation room, and it looked just like it does on like 48 Hours or whatever those crime shows are, like Law and Order. It was very exciting. And a police officer actually came in towards the end of our interview, or the beginning of our interview, and she opened the door. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm interrogating this gentleman." It was kind of funny. Maybe he had to be there. I don't know. But it was pretty exciting to do that. And Michael did a great interview, and he's got lots of information. So we're going to head over to that interview now, which I recorded. So it sounds like it's happening right now, but it actually happened Friday. But as if you're a regular listener to the show, you know I've been doing community radio since 1989, off and on. But I've always just done music programming. I've never done interview shows. So I'm still kind of finding my legs, but I'm in the interview world. But I think I'm getting better at it. And this interview was definitely a good one. And so we're going to head over and have a chat with Michael Cummings from St. John Pride. He's the president. And after the interview, I'll be back with some resources, some events, and a song from RuPaul as chosen by Michael. So here is my interview with Michael Cummings. Be back shortly.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney, and I'm joined today by Michael Cummings. And thank you for being on the show today, Michael. Did you want to start off today just by telling our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Sure, Stephanie. Yeah, my name is Mike Cummings, and I'm actually from Hampton, just about 20 minutes outside of the city. And I grew up there, went to high school in Hampton. And I own, my partner and myself, we own apartments uptown St. John, and we take care of the buildings and manage those apartments. And my partner and I, we've been together for about 12 years now. And we, a few years ago, decided that we wanted to get involved in the community and have an opportunity now to be involved with St. John Pride.
Great. And so I guess my next question to you was, how long have you been involved with St. John Pride? And are you involved in other LGBTQ plus initiatives in the city, or does Pride keep you pretty busy?
Sure, yeah. Actually, we've been in the Pride Parade, advertising our business in the parade for 4 years now.
Okay.
And just last year was our first year that I became involved in the in the board. I was the treasurer last year and took care of the finances. Mm-hmm. And this year, I'm actually the president for Pride in St. John, and look forward to what's going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. And it does keep me busy. So unfortunately, I'm not involved in any other LGBT plus committees. I do attend the PFLAG meetings,
right?
Whenever I'm able to each month, and definitely support all the LGBT initiatives in the city, but this mm-hmm. does keep me pretty busy.
Yeah, I bet. That's cool.
Yeah.
I was interested in getting your opinions about a question that I asked one of my other recent guests, Mac McKenzie. I recently had it suggested to me that Pride parades are no longer needed, that there's sort of an antiquated design, and that the acceptance and safety in the community had reached a point where we don't necessarily need celebration or visibility. What are your feelings on that?
That's a good question, Stephanie, and I've actually been told that myself as well. Mm-hmm. But I disagree, and I feel that we still do need a Pride parade. Mm-hmm. Although maybe the focus and has changed, it's not as much of a march or a walk anymore. It is a celebration of everyone coming together, mm-hmm. Including LGBT plus people and our allies coming out to celebrate and to make it visible in the community that we are accepted and we have that network of support. You know, there are still a lot of people around that do disapprove of LGBT and who feel who don't want us to have a parade, and mm-hmm. and as long as we have that attitude still in our community, there's always going to be a need, and even if we didn't, there's still a need to have that, even to remember where we came from. I would love for us to not have to have a Pride parade, to be able to you know, go anywhere that we wanted to and be accepted, be able to walk down the street holding hands with our partners. Mm. But unfortunately, that's still not the reality. It's still not equality, although we really have come a long way. Mm-hmm. But no, I really do feel that we do need a Pride Parade. Although, it, like I said, it is a celebration now, much more so. But we, there is definitely still the need.
Yeah, because I think when Pride started, the concept of it,
right.
it was a march. It was
yes.
more politically driven. It was more activist driven.
Right.
And now it's more of like a celebration and also a day
right.
of visibility. And I guess we do have the Rainbow Peace March, which is coming up tomorrow. And that's more of like we're marching against homophobia and transphobia.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, where we can remember those folks who have come before us and fought this fight that does make it easier for us.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of history there that we, you know, that we really should be aware of and feel lucky to not have to have a march and be force our way through the town, where we actually can have a celebration and have our allies come out and support us and mm-hmm. make us feel like we are welcome in the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Related to that, I've also had a few conversations with people about splinter factions within the LGBT community, specifically that some LGB people feel that the T is kind of fighting different struggles, and in some senses they are fighting
right.
different issues and different battles. Do you feel like the groups would be would get more action done separately, or do you think that working in unison is the key for building the community?
Yeah, I feel that working together is the best way, and I would welcome anyone. And I mean, you may notice that we don't even call it gay pride anymore. It's just pride. It's
right.
It's a number of groups of people. It's about inclusion and everybody coming together to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just gay anymore or bi. It's everyone that feels like they don't belong.
Yeah.
Can come together in one group and we all support each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I often feel that way about like asexual or genderqueer
right.
or two-spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They get reduced to that plus symbol at the end of the acronym, and sometimes I feel like I want to do more to help those people become more visible, and it's,
right.
that's quite a challenge.
It is. I think because as of late there's so many different perspectives that can be, you know, that are taken in so many different groups that a lot of people aren't aware of these different letters that we put on the LGBT plus, or you know, it's difficult for everyone to be educated.
Right.
But what we ask is that our allies and the folks who support us do have an open mind, and
mm-hmm.
that they try to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not fully understand, but they're comfortable with not understanding, and just
right.
Allow everyone to live their life, you know, how they are living it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're seeing so many more variations of
right.
people coming out. Like, I came out 3 years ago at a PFLAG meeting, and
right.
I don't know if there was... I think there might have been one other trans person there.
Right.
But now when I go, and now we have our own UBU transgender support group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting that the community is growing. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So last year's St. John Pride Week was quite successful. How do you feel that last year's celebrations sort of measured up with previous years?
Yeah, we were very happy actually. Last year we brought on a number of corporate sponsors that donated money. We had a number of companies and businesses that donated products, and we had a lot of individuals in the community who donated their time to help us out at events. We also partnered with a number of local businesses who were willing to host our events. And so we were at a variety of venues. And myself and the rest of the board feel that last year was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
We had events, the majority of our events were free to attend. There was no admission.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, was thanks to our sponsors who we were able to cover a lot of the costs.
Yeah.
And then we did have a fundraising event and you know, a few other events. So overall, it was a very successful year, and we want to build on that for this year.
Yeah. And so I guess I can segue into my next question, which is it premature to ask you what St. John Pride might have in store for this year's celebrations?
It is a bit premature yet.
Or maybe you can just hint at maybe.
Sure, yeah. We actually just had our meeting on Friday night where we met with we had a community roundtable. So we invited anyone who was interested to bring their ideas forward, and we got a lot of good ideas from that meeting. We're hoping to have a lot of the same events as we had last year. The drag show was a really big hit last year, and again at our community meeting was really well supported. Of course, the parade and the community gathering after the parade, and of course the dance will be on Saturday night. And we're still looking at some other ideas for through the week, but we'll definitely have different events each night.
Okay. So if there's anybody out there listening to the radio right now and they're interested in getting involved with St. John Pride, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure, yeah. The best way is just to go onto our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/St. John Pride and send us a message. We try to reply as soon as possible, and we definitely would love anyone who wants to volunteer to please put your name forward, and because we will have the need for volunteers once we get closer to Pride Week.
Right. What kind of, so in previous years, what types of volunteer activities have you had people do?
Sure, we need people during Pride Week to do anything from set up decorations and take them down again. We need folks to help carry our banner in the parade. We need some people to help at the parade before and also at the community gathering after the parade. And we'll need people to attend each event just to help direct everyone where to go and make sure that everything is run smoothly. There's so much work that has to happen behind the scenes that nobody really sees, and it's all volunteers. Before Pride Week, we need volunteers to help us get organized. We need some volunteers to help contact local sponsors, and then visit those sponsors to pick up items or to pick up a check if they're donating money. So the best thing to do is to let us know if you want to volunteer, what you're good at, and we'll find something for you to do.
Nice. Yeah, I think somebody at the meeting on Friday had mentioned that they liked the variety in last summer's events, and that there was events happening in very different locations. So the dance, which was obviously, you know, you had to be of drinking age to go to that thing. But then there was like the breakfast at the church, which was really pleasant too. And like I had mentioned to you, it was really nice to have a quiet space to meet people that you might not typically meet at like a loud dance or like at a drag show or something.
Yeah, what we try to do, Stephanie, is we try to have the events at different venues throughout the city for various reasons. We've had a lot of local venues reach out to us who want to host events, so that's good. It also gives a chance for different demographics to go to different events. So people who live in one part of the city may go to the event that's near closest to them, and not, you know, maybe those folks that can't travel to other parts of the city. And also different types of events for different age levels, different interests, and different price points as well. So that we're trying to have events to cater to everyone.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Because part of my job at the radio station is to network with different groups, and I'm becoming very aware that sometimes youth and sometimes seniors get left out of the equation.
Right.
So it's really cool that you're doing that stuff.
Right. And again, we will be having more community meetings. So anyone who wants to come and have their voice heard is definitely welcome to come. And again, contact us at any time with their suggestions.
Okay. On Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say thank you again for being a guest on Queer Radio. And again, if anyone out there is listening and they're looking to get involved with Pride, they can reach out to the Facebook page. And so is your name on the Facebook page, or is it just kind of a general?
It comes to our inbox, and then I'll answer back to you.
So you'll filter
it. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
And that was my interview with Michael Cummings, the St. John Pride president for this year. And thank you, Michael, if you're out there listening in Radioland. Thank you for granting me that opportunity to chat with you. And as you can tell, Michael's got a lot of great ideas, and the St. John Pride this year should be, I think it's going to be equally as amazing as it was last year, and last year was really, really fun. So if you're interested in learning more about St. John Pride, you go to their Facebook page, as Michael mentioned, and I think they're going to have other, like Michael said, they're going to have other roundtable discussions where you can get your opinions heard. And if you have any funky ideas for Pride events, then you can voice those ideas at one of their meetings. And you can also message them directly on their Facebook page, St. John Pride, if you want to volunteer or if you have an idea. And yeah, that's awesome. It's about 20 minutes after the hour of two. You're listening to Queer KWIR on Local 107.3 FM in St. John. Thank you for tuning in again this week. And like I said earlier in the show, you can find me on Facebook as well, KWIR. That's the phonetical spelling of queer. And if you have ideas or you want to be a guest on the show, if you are in St. John and identify as LGBTQ+, and you have some ideas, get in touch with me. And you can also email me, stephanie@cfmh.ca. Always looking for new programmers, so if you identify as queer and you have an idea for a program, you should also get in touch with me, stephanie@cfmh.ca. Tomorrow is the Rainbow Peace March. 2016 marks the 11th anniversary of the Rainbow Peace March in St. John, commemorating the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, meeting on the beautiful Harbor Passage at historic Fort Latour site underneath the St. John Harbor Bridge. Individuals, service organizations, school groups, GSAs, and members and allies of the LGBTQ+ community meet for a period of reflection and to honor this year's champion against homophobia and transphobia, followed by a walk along Harbor Passage to King Street, King Square, and ending at Peel Plaza for light refreshments and fellowship. And you're encouraged to wear school colors and or rainbow colors, flags, and your organization's banner are all welcome and encouraged. Dress in layers. It can be cool along the harbor at this time of the year. For more information, you can contact Mac McKenzie. His email address is mac.mckenzie, that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Mac, M-A-C-K, at nb.simpatico.ca, or you can phone Mac at 648-9227, and that's happening tomorrow night at Harbor Passage, and I encourage you to come out and join us and dress colorfully, and or you don't have to if you don't want to, and join us for a talk, a little gathering, and then a march, and then light refreshments and fellowship. That sounds pleasant. What else do I have for you? Well, we're going to hear a song by RuPaul, which was requested by Michael Cummings, and we're going to hear, what's the name of this track? I've slipped my mind. Oh, Superstar. Yeah, Superstar by RuPaul. I don't really know RuPaul, to be honest, and maybe that sounds strange, but I don't have cable TV, and I just never got around to watching the Drag Race show, but they are definitely a important part of the LGBT community in their own right. So anyway, Michael picked the song Superstar by RuPaul, so we're going to hear that momentarily. I also have some resources for you as well. So the next PFLAG meeting is happening June 3rd. That's at the Coburg Community Center on Coburg Street. And it starts at 7 and goes till 8:30 p.m. And that's open to all LGBTQ+ community members and their families and allies. The UBU Transgender Support Group. Now, this is based on my math I believe the next meeting is this Friday at 7 p.m., also at the Coburg Community Health Center. I will post a definite on the Queer Facebook page, just in case you're wondering. But based on my calculations using the calendar, I am a little tired today, but I'm quite sure that's correct. So that's the UBU Transgender Support Group, which is open to transgender folks and their family and allies. And so that's always a good meeting, and always lots of good information to be shared. Here's a few quick resources, and I always post these after the show on my Queer Facebook page. So if you don't have a chance to write them all down, you can head over there and you can find them listed again. So the Trans Lifeline, if you're identifying as transgender and you are struggling or you're having some bad thoughts, please, please call this number, 877-330-6366. You can also call PFLAG, and their main number is 888-530-6777, extension 555. I guess you can visit the PFLAG website, which is www.pflag.ca, and that's spelled P-F-L-A-G. And you can find other resources on there, including a French hotline and email addresses. That is it for Queer Radio this week. Again, this half hour always goes by so fast. I want to thank Michael Cummings again for being a wonderful interviewee on Queer Radio. And you are listening to Queer Radio, the only LGBTQ plus radio show happening in St. John, New Brunswick, and I'm proud of that. And tune in again next Monday at 2 o'clock. And I haven't had a confirmed guest lined up, but I have a whole list of people I'm going to be reaching out to, so it'll be a surprise until I have a confirmation, but I'll be announcing that in the coming days on my Facebook page. Here is RuPaul and Superstar, and have a great week, folks, and I'll talk to you again next Monday. Bye.
Now that the time has come, waiting would seem like forever. Gather your broken dreams, put all the pieces together, and everyone will see what you were meant to be. Superstar, gonna love you as you are.